As always, even though the music says two guys gaming, this is one guy reading. Whether you meant to or not, you found Noob's Book Club. I'm Sean, noob of all trades from Two Generations Gaming, soon to be slucas.me. And in this particular episode, I am going to wrap up the Burning God for now and explain why I did not finish the book. I've talked about this in a couple of other episodes, but I did want to do an episode dedicated to this for those of you who are waiting for the rest of the Burning God episodes, and explain myself before moving on to finish Legends and Lattes and continue with the main series. So I started this book with every intention of giving it the same kind of deep dive treatment that I gave the other books that I do. However, somewhere along the way, I just stopped wanting to spend time in this particular world. I have mentioned in my Project Hail Mary episodes, and even the first Legends and Lattes, there was a shift in tone, there was just a relentless bleakness, the feeling that what was happening externally was matching what was happening in the book, and I just could not escape it coming from all sides. This is not going to be a full analysis, not a recap, it's just me being honest about why a series that I loved became something that I had to put down. And you know what? That's okay. Sometimes walking away from things is good for us. So we'll start with a little discussion about where the books lost me. As I said earlier, the bleakness just became exhausting. First two books were dark, sure, but there were moments of light. The friendship with Kate, who I loved, the fragile hope of resistance, and then the Burning God seemed to eliminate almost all of that. It just became suffering for the sake of suffering. I did something similar with The Walking Dead during, I think it was season 3, the first episode. It was the same kind of thing. It just became way too dark and way too bleak, and I couldn't do it anymore. And when something doesn't engage me, when something doesn't interest me, when I just end up enduring it, especially something that I should be enjoying, I just walked away. There's also something called the misery plateau, when things just get so bad that the reader stops feeling the lows because there's no contrast anymore. Like, there's not equivalent highs to counteract the lows. And that's simply what happened to me. After a certain point, deaths just started to become statistics. What's that they say about, one death is a tragedy, a million deaths are a statistic? After a while, that's just how it feels. And that connected also to what was happening in real life with the tragedies over in the Middle East and Gaza and Iran. And then what we're doing to Cuba, I started to see way too many connections between real life and the fiction that caused me to no longer want to continue with the book. And that's when I realized that Project Hail Mary was coming out, and the hopeful, even though there is, again, there's dark parts of that where people get killed, and it ultimately ends up that Grace is tricked into going on to the Hail Mary, almost to the point of being a metaphor. Well, not even really a metaphor, he's just straight up kidnapped and thrown onto the ship against his will. But in spite of that all, he does meet Rocky and they become friends, and the book ends on a positive note. And then I was doing some research to find another book that had a similar sort of vibe that was way more uplifting and way more of a pleasure to read, so to speak, because when I read, when I watch things, I want to ultimately be entertained, even if I'm being informed and even if I'm being brought down, I still want to have the entertainment factor, and that just wasn't there for me anymore when it came to The Burning God. I may come back to it at some point when hopefully things are better in the world and I can maybe endure the lows a little bit better by referencing highs in my actual life and counterbalance what is happening in the book with what is happening in real life. I mean, it's already started to happen somewhat. I was listening to a couple podcasts over the weekend, and one of them talked about the hope that we can see in the bleakness around us, because at some point we just have to stop feeling sorry for ourselves and start figuring out a way that we're going to change things. I wasn't going to use the words fix things, but there are people out there who don't think that they're broken. We just have to try to convince those people that things could be better and show them how things can be better. The other one reminded me and talked about how government is the mediator between capital and labor and how that's gotten so out of whack lately. And that's another thing that we have to remind people of, is that government's supposed to be there to ensure that we, the working class, we, the ones who are ultimately producing everything, are the ones who are entitled to the profits, not shareholders or speculators or whatever other silly jobs they want to make up and say actually mean something in the context of quote-unquote investing in a company. Things have been shitified for so long that it's going to take a while to, if ever, counteract that completely, but at the very least we can do what we can to try to get there, and that includes reminding people that things have been better and they can be better and we can make them better, and also we can make them better for everybody this time, as opposed to, that's something else that the one show that I was listening to talked about, how the people look back at the 90s as some sort of halcyon period, and I've even been guilty of saying the same thing, but it's not like it was great for everybody. There were still genocides then, and racism hadn't been cured, and homophobia and transphobia were still rampant. So it's not like everybody saw those times as great, so to speak. Therefore, we have to reckon with the fact that America perhaps has never been great, but we can help to make it that. I wouldn't be able to do that if I kept reading this book, because it would just keep beating me down, ultimately. So, getting back to Project Hail Mary for a minute, I did talk about how much I appreciated the story where the problems were solved through cooperation, intelligence, and ultimately friendship. I even said something in one of the episodes about how I would title it, if I could, Friendship is Magic, because that's how Rocky and Grace ultimately fix their problems, and honestly, that's ultimately how we're going to fix our problems, is by reaching out to each other and building our communities up and ensuring that everybody gets a part of that so-called American dream that we talk about so much. I think the part of why that resonated so hard with me was the contrast with The Burning God, where every problem is solved with simply more fire, more death, more compromise of self, more giving into the darker angels of our nature. That's not who I am to begin with, and that's not what I want from my protagonist. I couldn't do it anymore, simply. And then in the previous episode that I started with Legends and Lattes, it felt restorative to me. It felt like I was being built up as I listened to the characters build the coffee house for the main character, and that was a huge contrast to The Burning God, where again everything is being destroyed and torn down. I don't know if I named The Burning God directly, but I was definitely thinking about it and how exhausting it was to just spend 100 pages in a world where nothing good either happens, or if it does happen, it's allowed to last. It just gets swallowed up by the evil. And in the Legends and Lattes, things are being built and people are enjoying their coffee. And I guess ultimately, I never thought that I would enjoy a book like that, but I am loving it. Make sure that you listen to the rest of those episodes. Next one is coming out this weekend. What do I take from all of this? First of all, it's okay to stop. I'm not somebody who is a completionist necessarily, but I felt that I should finish this book so that I could finish this series and have it as part of the podcast, and that I would be a failure if I didn't. But The Burning God, again, like The Walking Dead earlier, taught me otherwise. Sometimes a book loses you. Sometimes you just lose the book. Neither is a moral failing on my part. It's just that the book isn't currently right for me in this time in my life. Again, I might come back to it at some point and finish it out. I have a ton of books on the schedule for now over the next couple of years, but who knows? Things ultimately can get better, and I will pick up the book then. The first two books still matter, and I still I'm glad that I read them, and even the part of the Burning God that I read. The books are excellent. The trilogy is excellent. The story is excellent, and I stand by everything that I said about the books up until this point. Rin ultimately is a compelling protagonist up until this point. Kwong's world building was brilliant. I enjoyed reading a different side of fantasy than I'm used to, and it caused me to do some research into the actual history behind it, which I knew some, but I didn't know everything. And that was, I'm always willing to learn and willing to study about things, and that was something else. Just simply the exploration of empire, trauma, and vengeance was, it brought me to the point where I started to see things differently in the real world and how we could potentially take that and change what is happening outside of our, or in our actual country and in our actual world. Like, how can we make things better for everybody? I couldn't do it anymore at this point, and I had to move on. What I'll carry forward from this experience, it clarified what I want for my reading life right now. I want hope, not cheap hope necessarily, but the possibility that things can get better, that cooperation might win, that community matters. Project Hail Mary gave me the hope. Legends of Lattes gives me the community and the cooperation. And that's what I'm going to start to prioritize going forward with my readings. As always, thanks for listening. You can find me, if you haven't already, at www.twoguysgaming.net. Soon to be slucas.me. I do have the Project Hail Mary episodes up. As of now, the first episode of Legends and Lattes is up. The second episode is going to be up soon. So check both of those out, in addition to all of the other ones. If you want to see what I heard about the two books and sort of how I arrived at this point, that's something else that you can listen to through the podcast. I also have articles. I recently did an article about Mortal Kombat, the new movie coming out, and a quote-unquote watch party that you could put together with themed snacks and a bingo game and stuff like that. So I'm also on YouTube. I'm in the process of putting together a video for my Tomb of Horror series, and I'm writing up some reviews of the latest Spawn comics that I've read. I'm on TikTok, pretty active there. I post pretty much everything there, Lego, miniatures, pop culture, that kind of stuff. So, NoobDad131 on YouTube and NoobDad76 on TikTok. I don't regret anything about reading the book. I'm sure that I will come back to it. And I mean, if you love the book and you want to share with me why I should finish it out, then by all means reach out and I will maybe take another look. Thanks for sticking with me through this. Sometimes we get away from what we expected and we're still here. I'm still reading. So I will talk to you next time. Bye, guys.